Welcome, everyone, to the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here on this channel. Our goal is to elevate your level of intelligence about real estate investing and creating passive income. Now, the thing that changed my life was what I called my freedom number, my financial freedom number. It's available on our website. If you go to morrisinvest.com, it's a 3 or 4 page PDF that you can download for free. And it will give you a roadmap to figure out how much in passive income you and your family need to live comfortably, safely, without having to work for somebody else, based on passive income coming in from real estate. It can come from other sources. It's not specific to real estate, but that's the best passive income vehicle I know of, as far as a tax shelter. And so you start on that journey. You start thinking about putting properties into your portfolio and expanding your life. And, oh my God, I can actually do this. I don't have to work a 9-to-5 job. I can retire with cash flow instead of a pile of cash from a 401k. So that's really the impetus, right? That was the thing that changed my life. And I wanted to be able to give back. I started this channel. I started my company. And that is really the freedom cheat sheet is really everything. To me, everything is built around that. It means everything. So again, go download it. Go to our website, morrisinvest.com, and download it, morrisinvest.com/freedom. Now, you start on that journey, and then pretty quickly you realize, oh my God, there's a lot I don't know about real estate investing, right? And you start to, maybe you're thinking about buying your first rental property. I see here in the chat, Michael is about to buy his first rental property with our team, which is great, which is a fully done for you property. And so then you're going to start to think, well, okay, now do I need to put it in an LLC? Do I need to own it in my own name? There's a lot you quickly realize that you don't know. Okay. And that's okay. You know, when you've got a team like ours that can help you, we're going to walk you and hold your hand through that whole process. But you want to be aware of how all of these things come into play. And the real question we get from a lot of our viewers, a lot of our clients that we work with is, should you put your rental property in an LLC? It's one of the most common questions we get in the world of real estate investing. Honestly, I don't even know. Maybe you guys could throw this out there in the comments. Is there a more common question? I think this is probably the most common question we get. Now, here's the quick answer. It depends. Should you put your property in an LLC? The quick answer is it depends. Because there's no one-size-fits-all approach to real estate investing. So today we're going to talk about some of those nuances, and you might fall into one of these buckets, and from there you can make your own determination. So before we get into it, let me remind you up front, I am not a lawyer, I'm not a CPA, and I can't give you specific advice, okay? So this is in general just information. And what my team notices as we work with investors, okay? Again, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a CPA, so I can't give you financial advice. I can tell you what we do personally and our experience in that regard. So as always, I encourage you to do your own due diligence, seek out your own legal advice and your own tax advice. But just please make sure that who you get your tax advice from and your legal advice, make sure they understand real estate. You know, we work with one of the best tax teams in the country. It's on our website. If you go to the lower taxes tab, you can see that we work with our friends over at Wealthability. We've partnered with them because they're amazing. But they understand real estate. They understand how to structure things. They understand how to make sure that you're paying less in taxes. And they understand real estate investing. So if you're getting advice from someone that doesn't understand real estate, as Tom Wheelwright likes to say, our tax advisor, maybe it's time to get a new tax advisor. But generally speaking, most lawyers are going to encourage you to buy real estate in an LLC, a limited liability company, for liability purposes. At the end of the day, it's all about liability protection. But remember, it's just a general piece of advice, and it might not be the right advice for your situation. There can be multiple benefits to buying real estate within an LLC, but it's not the right answer for every situation. I've bought lots of properties in my own name. I've also bought properties in an LLC, and I've bought properties in trust structures as well. Okay, so again, there's different variables here, and there's different reasons for why I chose different options at the time. Now, when my team works with an investor, we don't have a one-size-fits-all blueprint that applies to everyone. You know, it's not like a stamp. Like you come in and we just stamp it. Okay, here we go. one size fits all. No. What we want to do is we want to get to know you and we want to understand your goals. And then we want to figure out the fastest way for you to reach those goals in a way that actually fits your unique circumstances. Okay. Again, you are totally different from the other client that we work with. I'm going to tell you, no two people are the same. You're going to have a different retirement structure. You're going to be a different age. You're going to have different assets already in your portfolio. You know, there's going to be a whole bunch of different things that are totally different from somebody else. So while many of our investors buy properties within their LLCs, not all of them do that. Part of your decision should include how you're going to finance your properties as well as your overall portfolio growth strategy. So one of the most common financing options is, of course, conventional financing, right? Just like you how normally get financing for the house that you live in, right? Call up the local bank and you get a conventional financing loan. Now, as we talked about last week, although rates are rising, they're still relatively low, historically speaking. And we actually saw interest rates drop last week. So in all of this upset about inflation, last week we got some good numbers on some of the mortgage rates dropping a little bit for the first time in the past few years. So that's good, right? Some moderation there. So, but if you've ever tried to buy real estate with the bank's money, you know that this LLC situation can be very, very tricky. So you call up Wells Fargo or you call up your local bank. This is what a phone looks like. And you ask them, hey, I'd like to buy this investment property. And you tell them that you'd like to buy it in an LLC, a legal entity. And they're going to say, that's going to be tricky. We don't really do that. Okay. Many banks won't allow you to purchase real estate in an LLC because they want you personally to be responsible for paying back the loan, right? They want it tied to you personally. Now, the same goes for wanting to utilize a home equity line of credit shortly after purchasing your property. Now, the bank is going to want you to be the personal liability on that loan. If this is your scenario, then you may want to pump the brakes on putting it into an LLC. Now, that's why there's lots of properties that I've bought that I bought outside of an LLC. I bought them in my own name because I could get great conventional financing. Okay. And that's not the end of the road. Okay, that's just the closing process. And now I own this property in my own name with a conventional loan. It's not game over. We're not done yet, right? But that's how I got my foot in the door. So don't freak out about the LLC piece just yet. So, but again, it's not black and white. At our company, we work with more than 100 different lenders at Morris Invest. And they all have different standards. They all have different underwriting requirements. They have different interest rate requirements. They have different personal credit score requirements, all of it. So the key here is to get an understanding of what's required of you from your lender before you make this decision. Otherwise, it can be quite a hassle. Like you could be lining up a lender and then they don't even know that you're planning on buying it in an LLC and you've already spent 3 weeks worth of paperwork with them. Don't do that. You know, make sure you're upfront about this. Can add a lot more steps to the process, cause you a lot of extra money, dealing with a quitclaim deed, transferring deeds around and, you know, transferring it from your name to an LLC or an LLC back to your name. Spends a few hundred bucks with lawyers doing that. I've done that. You don't need that headache. Today's show is brought to you by Zapier. Oh my gosh, we run our whole business on Zapier. What makes Zapier awesome is it makes it easy to connect all of the apps that you use and to automate routine tasks and streamline your processes. It frees up your time to prioritize customer and client needs. So you can just jump into Zapier and you're going to start to see, oh my gosh, I can use this with Google Documents, with Google Calendar. I can use this with that app and Dropbox and this and that and this. And you can connect all of these different applications and automate different things. So even text messages, right? So if someone maybe books a time with your company, you could automatically send them a text message just using Zapier and have a pre-recorded message that goes out. All of these things are possible. I mean, it makes it easy for anyone to get started with business automation. No coding required. Easy to connect over 4,000 of the most popular apps we use every day, like Google Sheets, QuickBooks, Facebook, Google Ads, all of it. Very, very easy. The average Zapier user saves over $10,000 in recovered time every year. No wonder over 1.8 million people and businesses use Zapier to streamline their work and find more time for what matters. So I love using it. We've saved just, I mean, I can't tell you, thousands of hours. When we first started our business a number of years ago, we didn't have any of this in place. And then we found Zapier and we started just making some simple connections to Google Sheets with certain other apps that we use internally. And it was a game changer, absolute game changer and time saver. So you can try it now, right now. See for yourself. While teams at Airtable, Dropbox, HubSpot, Zendesk, and thousands of other companies use Zapier every day to automate their businesses. Try Zapier for free today at zapier.com/investing. That's zapier.com/investing. Trust me when I say you want to set things up correctly from the start. Now, I've had to restructure things in my business before, and it can be a costly mistake. Trust me, I wish I would have set up my LLC structure totally differently in the beginning, and I didn't. And I had to unwind the whole thing and then rebuild the whole thing. It was costly. Now, non-recourse financing, on the other hand, is a totally different animal. So with non-recourse financing, the loan is based on the merit of the investment, not you personally. Now, we have whole videos here on the channel about non-recourse financing, and our team will link it up in the description of this video later so you can find it. And I want you to go through and dive into that. With non-recourse financing, of course, again, the loan is not based on you personally because it's a non-recourse loan. Okay, it's a commercial product, and it pairs perfectly with an LLC or other business entity. So again, check out my video on non-recourse financing to learn more about this type of loan. In fact, they're going to require you to buy it in an LLC. Really interesting, isn't it? Totally different scenario. Now, another scenario we see is a lot of investors buying a property through a self-directed IRA, okay, an individual retirement account that you control. Now, generally speaking, an LLC plus an IRA combo is not recommended. However, it can be done if it makes sense for your situation. So you want to buy it inside of this retirement vehicle, but you want to have an LLC that owns it inside. That can be done. It's not for everybody, but again, that's why this is not a one-size-fits-all approach. Something else to consider is what your investment team looks like. Are you the only person involved in this process? Are you buying real estate with a spouse? Do you have another real estate partner involved? If there are multiple parties involved, then you're probably going to want to set up some sort of an LLC or legal entity, generally speaking. I mean, the last thing you want, look, we're all friends here, right? You find two friends that want to go in on an investment property together. Friendships fall apart, especially when money and business is involved, right? So you want to make sure you have an LLC structure in place with equal ownership and talk with your lawyer about how to structure it properly. Okay, because the last thing you want to do is if somebody disappears, then you as one of the members of the LLC, you know, you want to be able to have access to that property and either sell it if that person disappears to Guatemala or something. You know, these are all things that can be discussed with a lawyer. But if you're just buying it with a friend in your own name, then you're cruising for a bruising, as my mom liked to say. Now, as you can see, there are several factors to consider when you're deciding whether or not to set up an LLC for real estate investing. It really depends on the type of protection that you're looking for, the purpose of the LLC, the investment type, your financing options, and so much more. But even though there's no simple answer, consider that a good thing, because the last thing you want is some cookie cutter strategy for real estate investing that claims to be some sort of universal solution. You should always do what's best for you personally and your personal situations and your goals. And if you want to know more about our customized, done-for-you real estate investing service at Morris Invest, you can schedule a free call with our team. Costs nothing. You just get on the phone with us. You pick a time on the calendar that works for you, a 30-minute time slot. We'll jump on the phone with you and talk through all of these things. And hey, if you're 2 years away from even being able to work on getting a property, that's great too. We'll have a discussion with you now and kind of set you up for that for 2 years from now. Doesn't matter. So go to morrisinvest.com. That's our website. Click on the book a call button that's right there, and we'll be happy to help you.